Hi, welcome to GamerCast, episode 131.
133.
Alright, my brain was looking at the one when I said it.
What one?
That one.
But you already said that one.
I know, but I was just staring at it.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Let's just play the music.
Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and this is GamerCast for the 28th of September 2008.
It's been a while, hence yep. The rusty opening.
Yeah, we missed last week because I was lazy and not here.
Can I say hi?
Nope.
Hi, I'm Chris.
Shut up! We're also joined this week by Chris.
Say hi.
Hi.
Who also goes under the name Dragonstar, who also goes under the name Madison, who also goes under the name Evil Boy, who also goes under the name Jam Donut, who also goes under the name
Stanta.
It's a lot of aliases.
That's your main ones, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, we have to do a shout out this episode to Mr. Foulclaw.
Foulclaw.
God, Foulclaw. To be fair, he ran me through Nomagon this afternoon.
Yeah, dude. Thanks. THX, thanks.
Very nice of him.
TX, we're just going to shorten that TX.
But now he wants me to run one of his nukes through stockades or something.
Yeah, stockades, won't he? Dragonstar can hammer through the stockades in a couple of minutes.
Yes.
Are his noobs in the guild yet?
Yes. All
one.
However many hundreds of them.
Hunts need to get his alts in the guild. Hunt, the guy who's been at 41 for like 10 years until we ran him through Zul'Farak yesterday.
And now he's 43 and he wants to keep going through Zul'Farak all day long to get his swords that you showed him.
Yeah, I shouldn't have shown him those, should I?
No.
He's going crazy for the, you know, Zul'Fraester Lasher swords.
And you have to go through the dungeon about 20 times.
Is that the one where you can have them separately and then when you finally go, I just want one sword, you clip them together and then they're
that
together?
That is what Dinanzal had. Mm. He had the swords at by about level 44. But you can't actually use the combined sword until level 50 because that's the item requirement. But it is epic. You know, Dinadal, back in the old days, I was walking around with that sword and people said, yeah, wow. They would say, yeah, this is your real. It's epic, man.
Epic.
Yeah. Right, yeah, how's Brindley then?
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't seen Brindley in a while.
Yeah, dude, we've got characters level 40 odd.
Yeah.
You need to. When are we going to do a dungeon? Well, Catherine will be tomorrow.
I'm not going to do something tomorrow. We can't do one tonight, can we?
Probably not.
I've still got my dinner when I get back.
So. Yeah, so yeah, if we schedule it for tomorrow.
The thing is, I can't tomorrow. I've got a 6 o'clock start on Tuesday.
Oh, stop being a baby. Right, let's crack on with our letters. So we've got one from Mr. Chapstick, aka Nick, aka. I don't know if he plays well. Hey guys, I wanted to say I enjoyed your review of Spore. This was the first review of Spore we did. I haven't picked up the game yet and honestly don't know if I will now. What with all the lackluster reviews and DRM issues I've read. But I did enjoy what Adam did with his creatures. He attacked another group that he befriended because he didn't help protect his group and blah blah blah. Whatever. That's just Adam being stupid.
Me being mean. You help me, you don't help me, I just wipe you out of existence.
Right, okay, that's a nice attitude to have. I got a good laugh out of it. Well, I guess Adam's funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes. He's not as funny as me, but, you know.
I try.
I also agree, Google did a dandy job with Chrome. It's quickly becoming my favourite browser. A few comments on Chrome, since he mentioned it. It's filled with security issues. Honestly, the amount of... And they haven't released any... They released, like, a little patch, but there's been no new releases or anything, and if Google are really trying to get serious, they need to do more work with that.
So they really should.
And, you know, releasing it open source, a lot of people... Yeah, cool, open source. What the fuck do you do with it? Google aren't going to incorporate whatever fork builds you've put back into their main code, so you're going to end up with this splintered browser environment. You know, because... That's one of the key problems with open source software is it gets too splintered. Mm. You know, the changes don't get forked back into the main thing, and it's like, you know... But I mean, I suppose it's good, because if you've got some hardcore nerds, they can put together their own hardcore nerd browser, which only works on World of Warcraft sites. Also, I just purchased a Zune. Yeah, we talked about the Zune the very episode before we got the Zune. Actually, now I've come to the conclusion the Zune is the music player. If you listen to music, the Zune is what you want to have. It's the epic. It's just, you know, iTunes is just fucking shit, and the iPod is really lame. So yeah, let's just say that. Anyway, let's move on. We've got a letter from Falclore.
Yeah, the speed of the puma and the strength of the bear.
Shut up, noob. He actually said, I say his name really weirdly, so I don't know how he would pronounce it. Falclore.
Maybe you pronounce it, is it Falclore?
Falclore.
Yeah, Falclore. How do you pronounce your name if you think I pronounce it funnily?
Where is it?
Falclore. It's F-A-L Clore. Falclore.
Falclore.
Maybe he's misspelt Falclore. Maybe he missed an L out. Anyway, he says, LOL, what is the deal with the way you say my name in episode 131? I'm going to kill me. It's my first time listening to GamerCast and you're already trying to kill me. What?
Be honored.
What's he talking about? Well, it's pretty funny. I'm going to listen GamerCast for the future, smiley face. He then posts another fucking thing. Oh, lol, what is the deal with me begging in WoW? But you said in episode 131, it's my first time listening. That's like what he already said. And then he says something else, and he says, and say quack quack on your podcast, please. Quack quack?
Quack quack.
Yeah, quack quack.
Quack 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 quack. Quack 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 quack. Quack quack.
What's a big deal, man?
Maybe he likes ducks. I like ducks.
Have we ever seen that film, Howard the Duck?
No, I've not seen that, but I know what you're on about.
So yeah, if you've got feedback to send us, you can leave it on the blog, gamercast.net, blah blah blah. Email us, feedback at gamercast.net as well. If Falclore wants to send us an audio letter,
how to say Falclore.
Yeah,
or
we will.
How to quack properly.
Yeah, yeah. We will play.
We want a Falclore quack.
Yeah.
Right, let's crack on with a couple of quick news items. Eurogamer have done another one in their series of Xbox 360 versus PS3 reviews. They like have the same games on each platform and then compare them side by side. So they've done like a dozen of these like over the last since the PS3 came out.
Is this like what we were looking at with the resolution for Armor Core 4?
Yeah, it's like a similar sort of thing. I mean, the ones they're looking at, shit, that's Crisis Warhead. The ones they're looking at in this particular one, I just happened to come across this, Soul Calibur 4, Mercenaries 2, Kung Fu Panda, Beijing Olympics, Guitar Hero, Aerosmith, Facebreaker, The Incredible Hulk, and a bunch of EA sport games. And of course, it's another win for the Xbox 360, proving again that for multi-platform releases, the Xbox 360 is the way to go. Yeah, Adam bought a PS3 version, doesn't he?
Yeah, I bought Star Wars Unleashed for the PS3.
Why?
Because I don't feel confident my Xbox is going to last anytime soon.
Dude, have you seen...
The front of it's fallen off already.
What do you mean the front's fell off?
The USB lock thing just fell off. I was kind of like, yeah, it's the new Elite, and now I've got a gaping big hole where the USBs are.
Dude, it's just a plastic clip. Just put it back on. Honestly, the amount of PS3s we've got coming back now, the 80s are really bad. You boot them up, and they say no hard disk found.
I'm glad I got 40.
The 40s, we've not had much problem with, but the 60s are starting to come back now. And of course, if you've got a faulty 60, game over. You lose your backwards compatibility, memory card slots, USB ports, because you know there's nothing you can do about it. Mm. So yeah, PS3 isn't exactly reliable. I mean, 360 is fine now. We have like none come back faulty anymore.
Because Adam hasn't turned his on yet.
He has.
I have been playing. I was playing Skate. I had to test it to make sure.
Right, also, Crisis Warhead, I picked this up today, it was released on Friday. This is the expansion pack to the epic game Crisis.
One question I have for you.
Fire away.
Does this expansion, obviously it requires to own the previous game and you've got to have it installed, it's not standalone. Does it run off the same spec, or is this a spec increase?
Good question.
Yeah.
Mm.
Grab the other box.
The specs are the same. They haven't changed that. If anything, the specs are a bit better because they've done a year's worth of optimizing it.
So what I'm saying is, would I need a better computer to run that? So if you just about run Crysis, is this going to push the boat out? So people are thinking
this will run a bit better than Croesus,
right?
Because, like I said, the US were for optimizing.
Yeah.
Same engine, same graphics, but it runs a bit faster. It doesn't say if it actually fucking requires Croesus or not.
Because normally they would say that in the specs.
But it's only £20. See, all it says on the front is internet connection required for product activation. It's got secure ROM like a Spore.
Mm. That is curious whether it's just like a proper expansion pack or an expansion pack sequel that they make where it's a smaller sequel using the same engine carrying on.
Hold up. Middle line in that teeny little block of text says does not require Croesus to play.
Oh. Now, is this just kind of like a storyline continuing on? Or
laptop versions of video chipsets may work but are not supported. Huh? Oh, it continues on from the storyline. You actually play as one of the squad members as a different one. You play as the other bloke, whatever his name is. But I've literally only had it on for 5 minutes because
Does it have a multiplayer feature the same as the other one?
I don't know.
Did you have any problems installing it?
Shut up. Hang on.
Any bugs?
I'll answer that in a second. It supports parental controls on Vista. Supports Xbox 360 controllers. It doesn't say anything about multiplayer. Oh, it does. Again, in tiny text. Engage in new team instant action matches and other explosive multiplayer. 21 maps in there. So yeah, installing it.
Painful?
No. The installer, however, was a blatant ripoff of the Windows XP installer. You know the Windows XP installer has this thing down the side with like the different things, and like as it goes down there, like checked with a little green circle, and it's got these five little squares in the other corner which flash over and over. The installer has got that on it, and it's like, seriously, dudes. And it's like exact same graphics. It's like, so I thought that was a bit weird. It's two discs, although I only had to use one disc to install it, so I don't know what the deal with that is. By default, it installed languages for Hungarian and bloody Russian and God knows what else, so I got rid of all that crap. No offense.
Well, unless you speak one.
Well, I don't see why I should waste 500 megs of like space having all these other languages. Especially because it's installed on my main system drive as well. Install went through alright. Had a few problems starting it up. I had to close Daemon Tools down because Secure ROM started throwing up wobblies. You click play at the end of when you finish installing it, and you expect it to work. You don't expect it to bitch about what you've got running on your system. And if you actually click on the link, it came up with like a little help link like in the error box, so I clicked on that to see what it said. It said scan your system for viruses and shit, and it's like, dude, I know what it is. It's my CD emulation software I've got running, so why don't you just fucking say that. Start it up. Intro videos can't skip. Annoying. Really annoying. Came up to the main menu screen. I couldn't flipping... The mouse wouldn't move. It would only move to, like, there on the screen. So it would only be in, like... It would only live in the right half of the screen. And it wouldn't go to the left side where all the buttons are. So I was like... Argh! So anyway, after fiddling around with it, I realised if I had my mouse over in a particular area on the other side of the screen, it would actually highlight the buttons on the other side of the screen. So after cracking that...
Is that going to happen every time?
Hasn't happened since. But it's like one of those,
Is it because it wasn't spec'd to the right monitor size?
Well, no, because it just launched in like 1024 by 768. So,
Right, okay.
But anyway, I got out of that, put it the right resolution. Oh my god, we've got a message from Falclaw. Lol, why do you hate the PS3? Lol, because it's shit. Right, So yeah, that's Crisis Warhead. Next week I'll have a more in-depth review when I actually play it some more, because I literally only played it for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It had a really cool sort of intro video. Not as cool as Crisis, which was that cool one with the whole suit and, all that. But it had like a follow-on from the end of Crisis, I assume, because I've still not completed Crisis. But that's kind of cool, and, the graphics, good as ever. Yeah, it's cool, man.
Are you going to wait until you finish Crisis before you... play through this, or are you just going
to... I'd like to think I would do that, but probably not.
Have you got to a point where you're really...
We all know what happened in Crisis. A bunch of aliens fucking show up, the aliens get beaten up, and,
Yeah.
It's same old thing.
You know, if near the end, you just come.
Yeah, well, to that, I'm on a level where you fight the giant, huge boss. Not the final bit where he's on the carrier, which is where you actually kill him. But before you meet him, where you can't kill him. But the game bugged, and I'm stuck there. I'm shooting this dude, but there's no... Like, I think an airlift is supposed to come, but it doesn't show up. So I'm stuck there, and I was like, "Urgh."
So you know that you go over, you shoot it, you kill it, it dies on a boat, you want to carry on. Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, it's not that the story's anything, you know. Anything
you just want to blow stuff up.
Right, well, this week's special feature is entitled Why Foulclaw Shouldn't Beg in Stormwind. Actually, no, it should be Why Foulclaw Should Become Our Friend by Recruiting Cain Lives to the Guild Again.
Oh my god. Don't
Cain put them Lives.
Foulclaw and Cain Lives would make an epic arena team.
Oh, can you imagine a 2v2, like, Dinandal Dragonstar against
versus Foulclaw and Cain Lives. Oh my god, they die so fast. Dinandal is fully epic now and he's really ultra powerful.
Yeah, is this something that should go on YouTube and finally become as united as what's he called? Leroy Jenkins.
No, because it would just be us killing them. It's not something funny. It's something serious.
It would be.
It's Foulclaw and Cain Lives.
If you're watching
destroyed.
Foulclaw and Cain Lives protected, let's kick their ass.
Yeah, from their point of view, oh my god, that would make an epic video. Have the two of them, like, in the arena warm up period. Just like discussing their strategies, and the door opens and it's smack and they're dead.
Yeah.
That would be really good. We need to do that, Foulclaw. Recruit Cain Lives to the thing, get yourself to 17, get in the arena team. I'm gonna make a really funny video.
Yes.
Can you imagine how fast they would die?
Fast.
They would. Yeah, dinner's out. He's now got major agility on his axe. He's got his trinkets both epic now. I've got the Battlemaster's Determination Trinket and the Diafest Brew Attack Power Trinket.
Yes.
Cool. So you're kicking ass.
Yeah. Put it this way. Yesterday, PvP, I have a storm. I soloed 3 Horde players, all level 70. Like, bang, bang, bang.
In the meantime...
all gone.
Dragonstar was pushing off the other 4 that was coming.
Shut up. Dragonstar was in bed because it was past your bedtime. Right, let's really get on with the main feature, which is Warhammer Online.
Versus Warcraft.
Well,
in comparison.
Obviously, people are going to draw that comparison because they're similar.
Yeah,
Sarah's
already drawn the comparison because she came and looked at it and went, "Oh, you're playing Warhammer. I thought you were playing your new game. You're playing Warcraft." I was like, "No, this is the new game.
What's the difference?
It looks the same." So now she's calling it World of Warhammer. I said, "No, it's Warhammer." I'm like, "No, they're both the same, so I'm going to call it World of Warhammer."
It's clear the purpose of Warhammer was to release a game like WoW, improve it,
yes,
and still WoW market share.
Yeah.
And I think Warhammer Online will be a success. I think we'll have millions of subscribers, maybe 2 or 3 million. I think WoW's at 10 million.
Mm.
So I think it was still maybe 30% of the WoW players.
I think what it is it's doing stuff.
I think 30% is reasonable considering the technical advantages that Warhammer has. However, it does have limitations such as the system requirements, because both your computers are pwned by it.
Yeah, I already had to go to my Mac to get it to run. Now, I must admit,
Windows is on the Mac.
Yeah, this had to partition it. We'll go into that later. Actually, maybe we'll talk about that. But one thing I will say is, Warhammer Online is more aspected on the sense of two sides, massive war, continuous battles.
Warfare. Yeah, Warhammer, it's like a war, but it's a fun war where they go...
And you might get players going across there, but I really think...
Keep your feet on the ground! Zog, zog!
You're gonna have players who are like...
Keep your feet on the ground!
The social aspects...
You're not amusing! Zog, zog!
The social aspects of Warcraft are not in Warhammer. For one thing, I can't even make my character sit down. It's just all run around and kill. And
I made my character laugh at somebody, but he didn't actually laugh.
Yeah.
The thing is, like in Warhammer, they said they really wanted to make it a team game. Yeah, we had to like team up with players and stuff. But
we've not seen any of that
so
have
far.
We? My level 2 hasn't come across any team shit.
Well, I'm almost level 9, which is actually a few hours of play, really, compared to how long it would take to get a level 9 character on WoW. And unless you're doing a public quest or a battleground PvP, you never really get to interact with any other players.
I think I love it, because like when I did a public quest, I had one guy and he said, excuse me, did I ask you for my help? Because I was helping him kill someone. And I was like, oh, sorry. You know, and it's like, this is not Warcraft anymore. You're not just having to attack your character. Oops, I shot him with an arrow just before your axe hit. Oh, I'm really sorry, because that means now I get all the experience. It doesn't matter. All those rules are out the window. I can come over and kill your character and I get experience for it. You still get the same experience. It's all about... If you're on my side,
so if we gather together a million players and you kill one level one, you still get the same experience.
No.
It will get shared out. But
yeah.
It's...
You get less the more people will hit it.
But it's the fact that but you don't have to be a team to do it.
And the thing is, you get different types of experience points and stuff. Like when you do a public quest,
you get the public quest ones.
Yeah, you get a sort of different experience bar, which fills up. And like the more public quests you do.
Oh, is that the purple bar?
No, that's your green.
PvP.
That's your PvP one.
Yeah.
So you have your orange one, which is your standard experience to level up your character.
That's orange? I thought it was green.
No, it's orange. Yeah.
Is it?
And then you've got your green one, which is on the...
Sorry, I'm a noob. I'm only level 2.
Yeah, green.
I can't even work out over my fucking character window.
Your green one, which is on the right-hand side, is for public quests. Yeah. And for moving on the story of the realm versus realm. And then you've got your...
PvP one,
which is to do with part of the realm versus realm section of who's got hold of that.
Hey, dude! Dinadel needs no realm. He is epic.
One thing I do like is the fact that you will not get any more people spamming you while you're playing, saying, can I join?
Well, we don't get that in WoW,
because now a group...
Unless you actually see somebody doing the same quest as you.
Most of the time, instead of having to try and get people to... ask them to join, you just have an open... everything's an open party.
Yeah,
so
you
do a search, find someone going, oh, they're doing the same quest as me, and you just join in.
Yeah, you can choose to have open parties where like you can... people can just
join
your
group. Would somebody get that flipping phone?
People can just join your group, you know, just by clicking on your name, really.
Mm. Really, Ed?
One thing I do like is the fact that if we all got together and jumped into a...
Hey, dude,
PvP,
your order. We would destroy you.
PvP. And obviously,
order,
if you'd ever come over to the order, you'd be
way
a lower
to lose
level
all
than
your
me
matches.
Because you've been playing
yeah.
the destruction. Straight away, we can still play together because it will lower down my level and it will raise your level up to a benchmark.
What, on the PvP battlegrounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, I find that. When I was first starting, it automatically raised me to level 8 stats on battlegrounds. So
takes
I guess
an
that,
average of the
yeah.
highest the amount of players. So you've got loads of people that are level 8, it'll knock you up to there. Where if you've got a few people where it's one or two level 14s, everyone's kind of around about 6, and a few people at 2, then everyone will be brought down to the average bar sort of thing.
Yeah, it's good in the way that everyone's going to have the same sort of health and stuff, but
I
obviously
think...
the higher level characters are still going to have their higher level gear and their higher level spells, so they're still going to have advantage.
Yeah, but it balances it out there.
Yeah.
I think in WoW... I might have misread this, but for the recruit a friend thing, I think there was some sort of option hang on a minute, let me find out.
Because it was something that I've always been going on about with Massive Multiplayers Online, because it was such a cool thing that when they implemented it in City of Heroes, the fact that you could have someone as your sidekick, so straight away they're boosted up to round about your level, so they can at least join in on a quest. If you've got a guy who's trying to level up and follow his mates around, he could be sidekicked and come in. Now, if you've got a group of mates all together, same level, and one of them's like level 40, he can do in reverse, and all of his power shut down. So if everybody's level 14, and one of his mates clicks on one and goes, right, you've literally got everything you had up to level 14, and everything past then turns off
yeah.
for that match so that you're equal. And it just allows play, because that's the thing that I do find about WoW, it's like what we found with the fact I don't play as much. We get really static and fractured to the point where you can't play with each other because you're too far away in the level.
Yeah, I think I would just imagine that.
But I do like it just for the fact that straight off, when you play the game, you just get straight into the thick of it. I must admit, I did spend the first 10 minutes being completely disorientated, not knowing where any of the buttons were. But then I reminded myself, actually, I was like this when I was playing as a Night Elf when I first started playing WoW. And I ran.
Hey, the Night Elves are easy to play.
I was running around in a circle going, what am I supposed to do? And then Well,
that's because it's a new game.
Yeah.
But it is quite similar to WoW. If you're a good WoW player, you'll find it a lot
They've
easier.
Moved it all... What they should have done is had a UI option for clone WoW.
Yeah.
Play WoW.
Because the UI is similar, but it's... You know, they've moved the things at the top and...
They want to make it their own unique.
They try to make it different, but they should have a clone WoW option. Because after all, the game is a WoW clone. Only 2 or 3 years extra work on it, like.
I am...
From a technology and feature point of view.
A lot of people are probably going to complain about the lack of races as well. But I must admit...
What are there, 6 races?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got Greenskins, Chaos, and Dark Elves.
That's not...
And then you've got Empire, Dwarves, and High Elves. But compared to the fact that Warhammer's been going for 25 years, there's a lot of races out there. I imagine some of them are going to be bumped into as NPCs, but...
I expect a lot of them will be...
expansions.
Expansions or patch or... You know, because WoW released 2 more races in Burning Crusade.
Yeah.
And now they're releasing a new class.
Well, yeah, the thing is, they can't do any more races. What are they going to have?
What, for Warhammer?
Yeah, no, for WoW, what other races could they have?
I don't think it's... as much races now. They want to implement more classes.
Yeah
exactly. So, you know, from a race point of view, if they introduce a new race, you know, like they did with the Blood Elves and the Draenei, well, at least you know, there's a history
with,
of those.
It,
there's
yeah,
not
it
like they've
story.
Just pulled a bunch of things out
that,
from their ass.
And to be honest, from reading all the books that I've read, having
and
both,
the stupid people who think the fucking goblins should be a race, they're fucking retarded. Which side are they going to be on? Alliance or Horde? Or
goblins have always been neutral.
Or are they just going to be on both sides?
The only thing that would be cool would be to bring them in and have them as something where you could be neutral.
Just make them a costume.
You make them neutral. And you know where you actually, like, you start fighting someone and you have that alliance with them, and if you get it to the point where you end up being
like
someone else.
Yeah, like the stupid Nevadre bomb.
Yeah, where you could choose your allegiance.
You should have that so that maybe you could go your allegiances, and it becomes harder and harder to go to the alliance to the point where you're completely Horde. But if you wanted to, there is a way to start fighting it back
again. I've got what, for the third WoW expansion pack, they should introduce goblins as a Horde race, because the goblins got upset by the alliance trying to like push their margins too thin or something. So the goblins ally with the Horde, but then the Burning Legion allies with the alliance.
The Murlocs.
Yeah, the Murlocs. They can ally with the fucking Horde as well. Those bloody things.
Well, it would be quite interesting if you had it so that you had some
the
other...
Burning Legion. You create one of those, you know, huge Umongo dudes.
A Burning Legion would be quite good to have it as a third one. You know, I play any RTS game. You have the goodies and
do
bad guys.
Do play as the Burning Legion? What are you trying to do? Kill everyone?
Yeah,
you go
no
into PvP,
demons.
There's one person, it's 10 Horde, 10 Alliance, and one Burning Legion guy, and he just goes in there and burns everyone.
Yeah, I'm going to be this big demon lord.
Yeah, you'd have to start off small and keep
you, you need to organise a raid to take down one Burning Legion player. That would be epic, especially if it was only me who could be one. Otherwise, everyone would be one, so it would just be the Burning Legion game.
Yeah.
The Stormwind would lie deserted. It would be like Darnassus.
Darnassus.
But yeah, Warhammer.
Darnassus. I don't say it like the stupid Americans. Darnassus.
I'm
Darnassus? That's just a fucking human slur.
I'm impressed with that.
That's how the WoW man pronounces it.
The WoW man who's a human. The Night Elves pronounce it Darnassus.
But then
Tel'Drassil should be demolished and rebuilt somewhere better. Next to Stormwind. Somewhere where it's looking useful.
That true.
One thing I do like about the quests on Warhammer is the fact that if you do go around this corner...
What I like is the quests regions are located on a map. I don't have to hit Fotbot and find out. But I imagine a lot of people, especially website people, are going to be pissed off because they're not going to get as much traffic because they don't need to go to a website to check out or do something.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, you do like what Paul normally does when he's playing WoW before he went hardcore elite guy. It was like, it's moving in the forest, must kill it. Oh, there's a cow, must kill it.
I still
and
do
then,
that.
And then he came back to Captain and we're like, what are we going to do? Oh, all those people that are now dead over there, we've got a quest now to go kill them. Let's wait for them to respawn. The thing I like about Warhammer is the fact that you're like, I'm going to do a quest and mate. So you run over and like, ooh, some dark elves. So you go over and you kick the crap out of those. You come back and you're like, ooh, quest. Oh, I've completed it already because I had the quest was go kill
hang
those.
Hang on, hang on. That didn't work for me.
Does with summons. Some, I found some with summons, some
went,
with not.
I went and pwned a bunch of level 2s. And when I was level 1, I took on loads of them because my level 1's really hardcore. Even though they're like twice as high level as me. I leveled up to level 2 and I had a quest to go and kill them. And, you know, I'd already killed loads of them. And it's like, meh. I can't bother to do it again.
Some of them I have found didn't do it, and some of them I have found have done it, where I went straight away, the icon changed and said I'd complete the quest.
I mean, lucky you.
So I think there's just a few bugs in there of...
Oh, I suppose I've still got a lot of work to do to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just wanted out before Lich King.
Yeah, on the whole.
I'm not surprised, because...
One thing that's annoying is every time you start the game, I have to agree to the end user
agreement. That?
Dudes, what's it doing is if you have a look over the other side of the screen, it's logging you on. So they've done that to hide how long it takes to log in. That's what I reckon they've done.
Yeah.
If we give the user this to click on, they won't pay attention to how long it takes to log on.
And then you're trying to click accept, you're like, oh yeah, I've got to scroll down. So try and scroll down, then click that, then click accept. Ooh, I've logged on.
Every single time, like, you've got to
What's annoying with it is how long it takes you to get into the game. Wow, you double click the icon, 5 seconds later you're logged in and where you are. Granted, the load time for the level is going to be high because it is much better looking, so I can accept that, but just starting the game up and, you know, going through all that...
Logging out as well is annoying, because in WoW you can be in a town...
If you're in a town or an inn, you log out instantly.
Yeah, it's instant log out, whereas in Warhammer you've always got to wait the 20 seconds wherever you are.
And then you accidentally move and you have to do it again.
The other thing that's annoying is, because you're logging out, it basically leaves your character dead in Warhammer, uncontrollable, no one can talk to you, but that's because you were given the option to say, I want to close the game now. So the server continues to log you out quickly, but the game, from your perspective, shuts down. Your character is safe, server's taking over control of logging your character out, but you don't have to wait those 20 seconds. If you just want to get out the game, and you can hit the exit game, and then it starts counting down the seconds, and it says, do you want to exit now? And you hit yes, and boom, it's gone.
Can you just hit Alt-F4? Does that shut it down instantly?
But on Warhammer, you can't. You just got to do those 20
does
seconds.
Does Alt-F4 work?
I've not tried it.
Oh, I've got to just kill the process.
Yeah,
what about if you run it in a window and hit the close icon? What does it do then?
I can't run it in a window. Either. I tried that. I tried to run it in a window to try and bring the size down a bit to make it run a bit faster. And I just couldn't find the window option.
It's in settings.
Yeah. You can choose what resolution you want it to run in a window and in...
That was like when you were trying to look for invert mouse. There's no in-game options, really. You've got
There's in-game options for resolution, I think.
Yeah, you just got to go to the right option at the top. Although I did notice it had resolution for in-game and resolution for window. So I think when you have it in a window, you can't actually scale it. I think it just locks to a set size. If you choose a resolution,
well, in WoW, it locks to a set size, but you can drag it and it will resize the window. So if you resize it wrong, it will throw the aspect.
I've not tried it in Warhammer, so it might be that you tell it what size the window wants to go to, then you can resize it. Because fair enough, if it resizes to something bigger than your monitor,
Here's something that's bugging me. I typed in Warhammer, the fucking uninstaller comes up first. Why the hell does it need admin rights?
I don't know either. I've been going through with the admin rights thing.
What's the last bit?
1984.
Oh, he's... You don't actually have a copy. He's been playing...
Yeah, he's been playing on my...
Right, hopefully this won't blow the recording out. Otherwise, we're screwed.
Okay.
Let's risk it. Takes the system down.
Fucking Warhammer.
Waiting for it to load.
See, this is what I mean. It takes so long. I mean, this is a high-end system. EA logo, can't skip. Mythic logo, can't skip. They use a public domain fire image in their thing as well. Skip all that, skip, skip, skip. Skip, 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 loading. It's like, oh, God. I really hope this is recording, because my commentary is hilarious.
I know he's not going to like it.
No. See, look.
The time it took me to get him to like...
Look. It's doing all its login stuff.
Unbelievable. I had to give him the free one to allow him to play online for free. Because he didn't like the whole paying for it. And now he's hooked.
No, the windows aren't...
scalable.
They've locked out the options for it, yeah.
So basically you would have to go into the options and change it, and then it would rescale smaller and smaller. There you go.
Mode. Right, so let's actually log in. Here's Dudnov. Why can't I move him around?
You can't move him around, though.
It's when you click on characters and you look at all your characters that you can move around, and it's a bit weird. It's like, yeah, there's a standard log on screen and then your characters log on screen. It is a bit weird.
Loading interface. Loading. Loading.
I mean, there are some stuff that are loading better than WoW, but generally I still think that...
Look at this. Look at what the title of the window, Warhammer Age of Reckoning, copyright 2001 to 2008. Boy, were they goofing around with that for a long time.
Yeah. It's to get the balance right, and also the fact that they're... If you look at Warhammer...
Do you know, RBR is trademark.
That's okay, I'm going to trademark Dinnendal. Does that mean it's finished loading?
Warhammer Online is basically owned by Games Workshop, so... They've got to go through all of the content and everything that's by them.
Yeah.
Where at least Blizzard, they made Warcraft.
Yeah.
So they're just getting it from their own, where this is the people who have got the license from another something else.
Oh, F4.
No, you're going to have to.
Close icon, get through to it straight away. Yeah, so you can shut the game down straight away.
Yeah. But don't know what that'll do to your character.
Oh, yeah. F4.
You're not logging out, you might just find your character stood in the same place you was 5 minutes ago.
Well, fine, whatever. So yeah, that's cool.
We don't recommend that you just hit the close button. We don't take any responsibility for any screwed up character.
What's the worst that happens?
My character's been deleted now, it's all broken, and I can't run it anymore.
At the end of the day, it's just a disconnect.
Yeah, you won't be able to log in just for a few minutes because it'll already be logged in on the server. You have to wait for your character.
Well, wow, you can.
Sometimes you
can. Wow, if there's a login request, it would just kill whoever else was on.
It's something they changed. You didn't used to be able to do that. But no, I'm quite happy with it. I just want to give it a good go and play through. I'm liking the fact that it isn't too much like WoW. If it was too much like WoW, you just feel like you're doing the same thing again.
Might as well play WoW.
And you would just might as well play WoW. I like the fact that it is different enough that it is something different.
Oh. You know what I hate? I hate fucking games that have capital letters in their names. Lego. See, I don't mind Lego.
Lego's a trademark
but
in capitals.
Crisis Warhead with Warhead in capitals. It's like, for fuck's sake. I'm going to have to go into the registry now and fucking change that. Because you can't change it for that. It's so annoying.
So, what's next?
So, yeah, thanks a lot, EA. Less of the capital letters, please. For God. I don't care.
Let's have a look at the box.
Box for what?
Warhead.
Well, I imagine it will be capitals on here as well. If they've actually got it in lowercase anywhere. Because the logo is just like, you know.
In capitals. Yeah, he's copying what's on the front.
No, on here, in the small print, it's Warhead, lowercase. Well, with a capital W. That's, I really hate it when people do that. It's like the most irritating thing in the universe. I've got this really nice window here showing all my games. And one of the stupid games has to have capital letters in its name. And they do it on the flipping Xbox Live as well. And it's like, it just looks ugly. You know, if I was in Russia, I wouldn't mind, because then the lowercase and higher case are the same, only bigger and smaller. But this is, you know, there's a new game I've got, by the way. This is a new Ultimate Extra. This is Microsoft Tinker. Trademark. I don't like fucking trademarks in the name either.
Microsoft Tinker.
Yeah, this is a stupid game where you're a robot.
Do you have to download this or something on update?
This is Ultimate Extra. So yeah, you have to move your robot around and get to the end of the level. See what I mean?
Oh, I'm automatically wanting to put my Mac into Windows mode and play this.
It's freebie Ultimate Extra. Get real. Right. Ooh, what's that?
He scratched his head. He's lost. Oh, he doesn't like walking into things, does he?
No, stupid fucking game. Fuck off.
Yeah. So, Wrath of the Lich King release date?
Yep, Wrath of the Lich King had been dated. It's out tomorrow.
On the 13th of November it's out. Annoyingly, it comes out in the perfect time when we decide not to do the show. So, everyone already knows about it. We can't really...
Why can't you do show? Why can't you do show?
When we didn't do the show last week. It was perfect timing. The information was just released just before we did the show.
Well, the thing is, I had a good chance with that weekend, and I was just knackered. And
yeah, I wasn't
anything.
Really. Yeah, I must admit, I agree. But
I'm the only one that really wanted to do it. But
yeah, Chris could have sat here with a little plastic microphone, kind of making a noise, going, "Hi, welcome to GamerCast. This is not recording, but Live the Rich King is out on 13th.
All right, see you next week."
Yeah, so release date sound.
Yeah, you can just imagine somebody's getting ready to drive to work. They see they've got GamerCast on their portable player, and you know it's an hour drive to work, and they need something to fill it. And it's Chris saying World of Warcraft is out on the 13th of November, and that's it. And they're like, "No, I've got nothing to listen to. I have to put the flipping radio on."
Pre-order? Can I pre-order my collector's edition yet?
No, we do not have the code for pre-orders, collector's edition, World of Warcraft, Wrath of the Lich King expansion pack.
Did you get the collector's edition for Burning?
No.
I would recommend this. I've had a look and the contents...
I'm not sure what I should get, because at the end of the day...
You keep complaining about not having the pet that I got. And I know it's not going to be the same pet, but what happens if it's a really cool pet?
If it's not the Murloc, I'm not interested. I want the Murloc.
No, it's like
the Murloc wasn't in the original one. The Murloc was given because
there's a list on the Blizzard website of everything that's included in the collector's edition, and you get like a soundtrack CD.
Just get immediate to buy the collector's edition.
I've had a look, and it is pretty much identical to what was in the last one. So you get the art book, you get the proper game, you get the game on a DVD. So you only have to have one disc to install it instead of the four.
They're still shipping it on CD-ROM.
It's CD, but the limited edition one comes on DVD, so you only have to have it one. So if you get on the you get the limited
CD-ROM
edition
CD-ROM.
Yeah.
CD-ROM.
Like what you got?
What the fuck?
If you don't get it like that, and you get the limited edition, you get it on DVD.
DVD. I sound dick now. I want a memory card.
Mouse mat, art book, pet. And some stuff to do with the exclusive new release.
See, I like the soundtrack. If I wanted the soundtrack, I could just borrow Chris or Amelia's one.
Yeah.
Art book. I've never ever looked at a game art book. They just sat in the box.
Yeah, I want it because I
Murloc, my pet. If the pet went into the spell book instead of me having to carry it around, it wouldn't be so bad.
It will. Yeah.
For the win!
That's part of the
For the
new
win, I can finally carry my pets
part of the
around.
New patch and stuff, all your mounts and all your
I knew the mounts were going into the spell book.
All going in the spell book, so they don't take up space in your bag and bank anymore.
About bloody time.
Yeah,
so you can talk the person who's got one mount and one pet. I've got like 10 mounts and 50 pets.
I have one mount. It's not in my bag because it's actually in my spell book already, because I'm a paladin. It automatically goes to my spell book.
Paladin.
And also,
you're not a paladin. You're a crazy dwarf.
I've got two pets.
What race are you? I'm a dwarf. What class are you? I'm crazy.
Yeah, Dragonstar. I've got four mounts.
I've got
about 10 pets now. So
my epic flying mount. Epic flying mount. I've got three epic ground. One, two.
Yeah, because I've got frost.
Yeah, I've got four mounts in my bag at the moment. Four. And I've got two or three more in the bank.
Yeah, so that'll be good.
I've got a horse.
Saving some space.
I can summon a horse out of thin air. At least I get it out of my bag. At least it's realistic.
Yeah.
Look, I've got this miniature cat. I put it on the ground and go, woo, it's growing.
It's like the sponges in The Simpsons. You know the episode where Bart follows the sponges and imagine it turns into this giant dinosaur?
Oh, I want one. But yeah.
It like comes a tiny bit bigger I think down the drain.
That is pretty much it. The game on two versions, art book, the playing cards from the new game, some limited edition ones, the mouse mat, and the in-game pets.
Emails!
So what's coming out with the... You said there was going to be a pre-release patch.
Bye, Spam.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing the pre-release patch to get everyone ready for Wrath of Lich King when the new content turns up.
Yeah. Is this when this new patch for the spellbook with the mounts and pets is coming as well?
Yeah, I think so. And then, you know, everyone's going to be able to have the Wrath of Lich King talents ready to use, all the new skills.
New talents?
Even those who are not going to buy Wrath will still have to have the same skills as anyone else up to level 70 or 60 or whatever.
Yeah.
So,
anything that they respec below...
2 second cast. 2 second cast.
Expansion pack.
Cat 2 second cast. That's what Blizzard are nerfing hunters to on their steady shot. 2 second cast. It's ridiculous. It's 1.5 seconds at the moment. 2 seconds. What makes Blizzard do a 2 second cast?
Wait.
Basically,
but the thing is, that's going to totally throw out how hunters attack, because hunters can put in a hunter crossbow typically fires every 3 or 3.5 seconds or thereabouts. So we can get in 2 steady shots for every normal shot. But, gone. And plus the arcane shot and all that is going to use ammunition now. So my bag's going to be empty after 10 minutes. It's like, Blizzard, stop nerfing us. Nerf the stupid druids. Stupid Blizzard.
Another thing.
I'm going to play Warhammer.
All your talent trees are going to be set back to 0. And you won't have to pay anything for it.
Oh well, I'll respect to survival or whatever they're calling survival now.
Respect for free when the patch comes out.
Because they're renaming what survival's called now, aren't they?
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
It's like
Trap Master.
Trap Master or something lame.
Trap Master.
Yeah.
Sounds like something for Track Master. The Matchbox.
So Falclaw can be a Trap Master.
With Kane lives.
Kane.
Who would be a protection inspector warrior in the arena? He's hitting people and doing no damage.
Yeah, well, hang on, there's no change there.
With his green swords. Well, they're epic now, to be fair, but they used to be green, and before that they were white. At level 60, he had white swords. Where did he get them from? The vendor in Zorman.
Yeah, he thought, oh, I'll buy a new white quality sword today, fork out a whole 24 silver at level 60, and make myself epic. Yes, that was King Lips.
Caleb, so what guild is he in now?
Bringer of Justice or something like that.
Something lame.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. We should make a new guild. No Cain Lives.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, what else is changing in this patch?
Well, all the classes are obviously having...
all the classes are being screwed up. 2 second cast.
All of them are getting
2 seconds.
Skills.
That's going to cut down like a third of a hunter's damage.
Yeah.
Unless they buff us up some other way, like increase.
I'll challenge you to a duel the day after the patch.
Go for it, because warriors are being nerfed as well.
No, they're not. We'll have two-handed weapons in each hand.
Yeah, but the thing is, Dragonstar. I can kill Dragonstar, and still have half my health left.
Is it with or without pet?
This is with, of course. The pet is an extension of my body. Just like his plate armor is the extension of his body. You can't use a pet, it's cheating. You can't use traps, it's cheating. Fine, you can't use plate armor, any weapons, or any warrior-specific talents. That's cheating. God, don't use a pet, it's cheating. Oh, I hate it when people say that.
Right, if you want the proper...
It's like the game is balanced for a hunter to have a goddamn pet.
Right, the ultimate balance is, right, for you to get rid of your pet, no talents, you to get rid of your plate armor, no weapons, no talents, and it's literally all you're allowed to do is stand there in your boxer shorts and you have to punch each other and see who wins.
I know it's fair.
There's the ultimate fair battle. You have to strip off all the armour. And if you don't want to stand there naked, you're allowed to go to a vendor and buy the smallest amount of clothing.
I think I'd win because naturally warriors have more health than any other class.
However,
by default, so I reckon I'd win.
However, my unarmed skill is quite high.
Yeah, my unarmed skill is pretty high as well, because I always used to get disarmed when I was in lower levels.
That'd be an interesting battle. It's kind of like someone wants to do it. It's like, whoa. You can't kill me. Strip to your boxers, drop all the weapons, and let's have 50 cuss.
Dude, it wouldn't be a fair fight though, because a hunter is a ranged damage. They're not melee class, you know? So.
I'm just curious, you know, does it make a difference if you had to turn everything off and you just strip down to your whiteies?
No, because the
even if a mage, can a mage kick someone's ass if they're exactly the same level and all they're using is the punch button?
We'll have to try that later.
Yeah.
I'm curious whether the spec actually makes any difference.
Of course it does. Silly boy.
Then we can try adding, like, one talent at a time until we think it's unfair. Do we agree that this one...
And then I equip my crossbow and smack you around the head with it.
Your face, but then I'll have to have my sword. But then I'll have to have my plate armors.
Just come into Goldshire and all you see is a crowd of people and someone screaming, "It's a fight! Pub fight!" Two guys smacking the crap at each other and they just stood there in their brown boxer shorts.
It's not fair, you still got your ring on.
Take your ring off.
No rings or watches.
Yeah.
Strip everything off. No talismans. If you don't want to be naked, you're allowed to wear your tabard, and that's it.
If you want to bring up the official patch notes on what's coming
up,
you can talk about it in more details.
Where?
WoW Wiki's got it.
WoW Wiki.
Do you know the address off the top of your head?
.com.
No, for the whole thing.
No, it's one of the first links there. I'll find it straight away.
You can tell what I've been looking at. Never right. Drake quest. Where?
There.
Where?
There.
Don't touch my screen. Where?
There. Oh my god, there! Noob! There.
Oh my god, what's that?
I don't know. Lord of the Clans, that's like 10 years old.
Three great wars between the Human Alliance and the Orcish invaders have laid waste to the once proud realms of Azeroth. 22 years have passed since Blackmoor found the young Orcling, secretly raising the Orcling within the confines of his prison fortress, Durnhold. Blackmoor planned to mold the Orcling into the perfect warrior. A warrior conditioned to human thinking, but with all the savagery of an orcish heart. Victory to the Horde!
This is part of one of the early games.
Yeah,
that was an advertisement, like, ages ago in Warcraft 3. They had that trailer. It's like a really old school thing.
That's cool. See, they all do a cartoon for WoW. They make a fortune.
Do you just click
I clicked on the wrong one, yeah. I thought it was one thing, but it isn't.
Patch notes.
Northrend.
So the island...
So there, generally... See, it brings you everything that patch is going to contain. That's pre-Wrath of Lich King. So there's quite a lot of things.
Like what?
The achievement system is being implemented. The
Dalaran, oh my god.
Yeah.
That's one thing I noticed on Warhammer was the fact they shoved achievements in there pretty quick to kind of match up with what WoW's doing.
Shops change appearance, that's cool, but I'm afraid if I change my appearance, I'll forget my original appearance.
Yes.
Unless you have like a reset to whatever.
So you want to have a beard or not have a beard.
So all the transportation places to North Friends are going to be available. Obviously, if you try and travel there without the expansion, you're not going to get far. But all like Stormwind Harbor and stuff are going to be there.
Yeah, because you can't go to Outland without the expansion pack.
No, but you can. Everything that's
if you try to go to like the Draenei Titan location, you go on the boat. What happens is you just get reset in Darkshore.
Right.
Yeah. So like, all, you know, the boat and everything will be there, and like you can go on it, and it'll take you up there. But halfway through, the screen will go blank, and you'll go back to where you started.
See, they're making a hell of a lot of changes to the classes. They're really, changing
all the classes are having really
all aspects changes. Now have a 1 second global cooldown down from 1.5. Cool, except I never change aspect. All pet families have unique abilities.
You want to say that's the hunters you're talking about?
Yes, hunters, obviously. Arcane Shot no longer dispels magic effects. That's disappointing. Aspects no longer cost mana. Aspect of the Beast increases melee attack power. Okay. Viper. 100% damage. Oh my god, that Viper is quite cool, I think. Maybe. Hopefully, if it's balanced right. Deterrence. Cooldown reduced. Freeman. I'm never using that.
The one thing. I think there's a couple of videos on YouTube with hunters who go Beast Mastery. One of their last talents is that they can tame creatures that other hunters can't because they're beastmasters. And you know the big dinosaur from
Ungurrow Crater?
There's a video of a hunter walking around with one of them. But obviously it shrinks them down.
Yeah. Well, no, it's huge. Oh my god!
But, you know, it's quite cool because obviously you'll be able to...
But does it stay elite?
Probably not, because
my pets are all elite, by the way. I've got no crap. It's just a shame they don't stay elite.
Yeah.
Since Blizzard nerfed it. Blizzard always nerf hunters.
So, yeah.
Well, you did say that they're easiest to level up.
Yeah, they are quite easy to level up. They're always pretty good in PvP as well. So.
Focused Fire, Beast Mastery, now increases the critical strike chance of Kill Command. Pfft. Kill Command is so shit anyway. It does like 100 damage.
See, that's the thing that I was liking with on Warhammer was the fact that I was with a high elf who's got the lions.
Ooh, aspect mastery.
Both of us together were making up a hunter.
Mm.
So he just stood there, sends his pet out. The pet was attacking it. The creature got closer. Then he would hit it with his axe, and I would stand further behind him, shooting over the top of his head with arrows. I do like the animation, though, for the arrows, because whenever they shoot, they don't shoot at them. They shoot up.
Yeah.
And fire the arrow over and they land on them. And then you do close range and you can just hold the bow sideways and fire off a couple of shots.
Steady Shot now uses ammo.
And there is
Steady Shot now has 2 second cast time.
I level up, I think, to level 12.
Winglet no longer does damage.
I've got a shot that I can fire.
True and Shot Aura is now raid wide.
It doesn't go very far, but I can do it while running.
Oh yeah.
So you can run around the character and just keep shooting with arrows. So you got more of a legless style where you just constantly.
Yeah, there's a lot of like graphic wise, it's a lot better than in WoW. Like when you know in Warhammer, if you look around as you're running, you can see your character's head turned to where you're actually looking. Whereas like on WoW, we always look straight ahead.
Yeah. If you lock onto another character, you will always keep looking, so you can keep an eye out where someone is. Especially if you're like attacking, gives you a hint of where your target is. And I like the fact that if you're shooting...
Ooh, we can use Mongoose Bite all the time now before we have to dodge first.
And I don't know what it's... It is... Actually, no, it's the same with range and attack.
Oh my god! Animal Handler no longer increases the speed while mounted. For god... Blizzard, you've nerfed hunters.
If a character's attacking you from behind and you hit shoot...
What are we supposed to do now? They've done nothing good.
You're not facing the character.
Losing mana cost on aspect? Who cares? It's like 40 mana.
Your character automatically, because you are the camera.
Adam, I'm really upset.
Oh.
They've
got a lollipop.
I need to level my priest up.
Your character doesn't say that you can't shoot at him. All he does is does a 180 on the spot and starts shooting the other direction.
Nerfed hunters. Ridiculous. Steady Shot, 2 second cast, and uses ammunition.
I'm gonna have any more ammo bags. You have to be a bit more reserved on the ammo. You can't just keep button bashing with the whole nice spells. You're gonna have to be a bit
button
more.
Button bash, I don't button bash. 7, 6, 5, 6. 6-5-6-6-5-6-6-5.
Is there any holes in the wall?
Playing the piano.
I am curious whether there's any soft spots in the wall where he's doing that in his sleep.
Dude! That's how we hunters cast.
That's the other thing, is I'm straight away playing Warhammer.
I should actually move that round so all the keys are like that.
Because I've had to start playing on the Mac, I don't actually have a keyboard apart from the one built in to use it. And I was like, trying to reach over and I'm kind of like, yeah, the Mac's too far away. Oh, bollocks, let's get the Belkin out. So now I'm using mouse and the Belkin gamepad to play it. I'm pretty much screwed when I get too many character things because I'm just using that and then using the mouse for hitting the buttons. But when I've got a full line of powers, that's just going to be like...
Dude, I've got multiple rows. Row, 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 row.
The good thing is the gamepad's still programmed in for playing WoW, so I hit one of the shortcuts and it jumps to just being all of these keys at the top for the numbers. So I hit it into red mode and I was just doing that and it was like, yeah, that's cool, but I got no powers apart from 3 at the moment. Yes. Right, I better go get my dinner.
We've covered the show notes, haven't we?
Yeah.
Let's all go to Ironforge.
Ironforge.
Yeah, see, for me, just finished
running that noob
hunts again.
So you don't think that you'll pay the money out to get Warhammer? You're just going to stay with your WoW?
I'll stick with WoW. I mean, let's face it. I spent a year trying to get Catherine to play WoW again, and she's playing it now.
Oh, she's playing it now.
Yes, that's why I've got
all these higher level than you.
Yeah,
that's why you've got to play again.
We leveled our characters up. We've got they're 44 now.
I never get a chance to play on computer games.
You never get a chance. Well, what are you on? Clearly, you get some chance to play them because you're playing Warhammer and Forced Unleashed.
Yeah, I had 5 minutes on one and I play the other because Sarah went away for a week. I was like, yeah! Play video games. I do need to install WoW on my laptop, then I can just sit in the living room. I need to get my new mouse though, which will be next Sunday. I will have my new Mighty Mouse because Saturday is my birthday, so I get loads of new goodies for my laptop.
So Falcor better send
so
an email, say
a miniature one of those, a wireless one. It's blue
wireless, it's right next to the computer.
She's got a laptop,
yeah, and then he's got this stupid thing out the laptop in it, unless it's Bluetooth, and Bluetooth sucks even more.
No, it's not Bluetooth, it's even on Bluetooth. Her dongle sits underneath the mouse and she pulls it out, plugs it inside. Yeah, she likes it. So yeah, that's it for this week.
Back next week with stuff.
Yeah.
Like a Crisis Warhead review.
And lots and lots of World of Warcraft news.
Look at him sat in the chair. Right on Warcraft. Right, let's end this thing.
Yeah, I'm hungry. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.